You're listening to Radio TAB across Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania and the Northern Territory.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. And what a week it's been for Tasmania with victory in the Australia Cup by Buckle Up West. To tell us all about it, it's Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Well, tell us all about that magnificent run of the Ted Medhurst Train Star.
Well, he came out of box six to win his heat and run a very good dog down. Came out of box seven in the final where they said there were six brilliant, speed dogs early to the first turn, but they weren't brilliant enough because he crossed them easily. It was all over once he led because nothing ever ran him down. I heard Rob Tester talking about the last section. I'm not big on last sections, but what he ran, nothing ever gets run down. And $250,000 coming straight back to Tasmania. So we certainly can't complain when they come over chasing our Hobart 1000 because we're now going over and winning two of the last four Australian Cups.
And of course, it was a great weekend with Bowtide putting the icing on the cake by winning on Sunday for the Inter-Dominion final. So it's been a great weekend, and the Ted Medhurst juggernaut continues last week and this week with a host of winners.
Yes, he had eight winners in Tasmania last week, not counting Buckle Up West, and he had eight winners again this week and shared around equally with the three tracks. He's got a young team in red-hot form, and with the upcoming Breeders' Classic at Launceston, he'll probably end up with more than half the field in the final.
Is there a standout amongst them, Greg?
Well, Groovy Lane's been exceptional to date, and Mystic Falls, which was mainly beaten by a non-chasing dog that ran him off the track at Devonport last week, they'd be the two stars, I'd say, but, gee, there's about six other young dogs that you could put at least one star next to.
And Heat to the Medley last week in Launceston.
Yes, it's a very popular series and very disappointing that the trainers didn't support it a little bit better than what they have, because you have a 600 heat, a 700 heat and then a 700 final. And the two standouts, and it looked to be that way before the series started, were Jeff the Tipster, which is just a mighty dog for Russell Watts. Russell just keeps getting good dogs, and the beauty of his great training is that he keeps them up and they don't lose form. He absolutely blitzed his field and ran 34.90. And then Houdat Lass, who's probably in the twilight of her career, but she's been in stellar form for Graham Moat. She ran about 10 or 12 lengths slower, but probably don't read too much into that because she stumbled coming out of the boxes and was on the wrong leg for quite a while, and she got the job done, and they'll probably win their heats again on Monday.
And heats of the Regan Aylin Ivory Memorial Classic at Devonport on Tuesday.
Yeah, much looked forward to event each year because Regan Aylin Ivory, apart from the fact they're in the Hall of Fame and they were great at what they did, they were two of the most popular figures ever in greyhound racing in my time. And good to see probably Tasmania's best two dogs outside of Buckle Up Wes winning the two heats. Sing the Song for the Grubs beat their own dog, Quick Advance, in her heat. I don't know if anyone has missed that run, but have a look at it. She ran 25.51 from an unsuitable box two. The run was absolutely staggering, and I reckon she could win a Group 1 on the mainland if ever she was set that way. Hillier Bolt, he's just a mighty dog. The more I serve him, the more I think his future's going to be over slightly longer, but he ran 25.47. It's a great final with two wonderful dogs, and he's drawn one and she's drawn seven. What a clash.
Yeah, looking forward to that next week. Now, we've spoken about Ted Medhurst and how many winners he gets. There's a trainer at the other end of the scale that tasted success in Hobart on Thursday.
Yeah, look, a young guy, Clinton Tapp, he's been helping out for quite some time. He's only recently taken a trainer's licence. He's only got one dog racing, Captain Dillon, and it saluted for him to give him his first winner as a trainer on Thursday night. Now, anyone who has missed that race, you should watch it purely for the entertainment value, not for the person who owned Family Shack, of course, because he got up to a few tricks in the race. But Captain Dillon got to the line well. He's been, promising to win one, and let's hope for Clinton's sake he wins another one very soon.
Well, speaking of winners, you gave us Dashing Dan last week. It only took a few days for it to salute at very juicy odds. What about a winner for us this week?
Well, look, a dog that's had no luck in its races, she's still learning how to race, of Margaret Rosendale's called Miss Chang Yao, bit of a mouthful, but she worked home very strongly along the rails to run second to Lake Hialeah on Thursday night, and I think when she draws in, she'll be hard to beat.
Good on you. Thanks for your time again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
This is Radio TAB Australia.
And now to a man who's on a winning run. roll in red hot form. It's Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, we've got two big programs to look at today. First of all, tomorrow night in Launceston, race 5, first leg of the quaddy, and we've got a couple of smart greyhounds drawn the centre of the track.
Yeah, Shane, I think the winning hopes are 4 and 5. I went 5, Merrick Pines. I think it might lead and might be the dog to beat. 4, Winburn Chaos. I've got no doubt it's the best dog, just needs a little bit of luck. 6, Sweet Izzy. She's slow out, runs on all the time. She's got to have a good chance. And 1, Buckle Up Barney. Now, he's desperate for the fence. She's come up with box 1. Just don't know about him over the 5.15. Put him in for 4th. 5, 4, 6 and 1.
Yeah, in the second leg, Lonely Roads come up with the red box.
Yeah, Shaney, he'll be hard to beat. I'm actually warming to a dog called Winburn Rush. Thought it had no luck at all last week, and just from box 4 it might settle up, and it's very, very strong, and I thought it might be the way to go. To beat 1 Lonely Road, he missed the start last week and he was never in the race. 2 Razor Cut and 3 House of Stark. 4, 1, 2, 3.
Now in the third leg, Lonesome Knight, well supported last week, got out late to run second. Give it a good chance.
Yeah, Shane, it's my on top pick. Oh, I can't find any speed in the race, Shane, any genuine early speed. I think hitting the dog called Miss Somebody might be the greyhounds that might spear to the lead. Look, I went Lonesome Knight, 3 on top, 2 Waratah Boy. Now he's been screaming out for 600. He's got the fence, he's very, very strong. He's the knockout dog. 7 Miss Somebody's going very good at the moment, and I put in 4 Bit Hot Rusty. 3, 2, 7 and 4.
And in the last leg, well, Mumford Sons form was pretty hard to go past.
Yeah, he's going good, Shane. He's got a little bit of opposition here and a dog called Proven Fantasy. Like, I think they'll dominate the race, and I think if I play a quaddy, I'll probably only take those 2. I've got to put in number 8, Painted Dotty, for 3rd, but I'm not a lover of box 8 over the 600, and she needs a little bit of luck, but she is going very, very good at the moment. And 2, Jam Up. Now, this greyhound you must include in all your multiples. Look, it's a Leon Brazendale trained greyhound, and watching the replays over the last 3 or 4 weeks in Hobart, all it's been doing is been finding the line very strongly, coming to Launceston over 600, including all your multiples. 6, 3, 8 and 2.
So Rick's quaddy for tomorrow night in Launceston, 5, 4, 6, 1 in the first leg, second leg, 4, 1, 2, 3, third leg, 3, 2, 7, 4. And bring it home on 6, 3, 8 and 2. What about a best bet?
Shane, after we get the quaddy, I've been taken with a dog called Fail, and he's going very, very good at the moment. It looks a match race between him and Flash Innings. I just think that he might be a little bit too strong for him at the finish. Race 9, number 8, Phelan.
Devonport on Tuesday, Regenade and Ivory Memorial Classic Day. Race 5 is the first leg. Yeah, there's some good youngsters engaged here.
Yeah, Shane, there's a very, very promising greyhound called Spring Fall. He's going very, very good at the moment. He's winning Hobart in 26.19. He's got to be clear on top. Number 5, Aloha's second pick. It's resuming. Hasn't raced for 3 months. Brennan Purcell has him fit. It'll be thereabouts. 2, Bag of Spice. Hasn't raced for 2 months. It's got a chance. And number 4, Gracie. Now, she's got a big motor. She's got a poor record at Devonport. She's dropping a lot in class. I just need some odds when I'm backing Gracie because she can be a little bit hit and miss. 6, 5, 2 and 4.
Second leg of the quaddy is the big one for the day. How are you going to separate Hell Yeah Bolt and Sing the Song on their performances last week?
I don't think there's going to be much between them, but I think when the betting settles, Shane, I think Hell Yeah Bolt will be odds on and Sing the Song will probably be the value. Look, I've gone 1 to beat 7, but as I said, there won't be much between them. They're both very, very good greyhounds, and they ran near identical times last week. 8, Oscar Ralph was spotted last week, storming home last week, and he'll derive plenty of benefit from the run, and box 8's his go. And number 5, Golden Sage. Now, it's a young greyhound, and it took on some pretty handy dogs last week and ran second to Hell Yeah Bolt. Its run was outstanding. It's got to put in for 4th. 1, 7, 8 and 5.
In the third leg, the Devonport Cup winners come up with box 1.
Yeah, he's the way to go, Shane, but he's got a little bit of opposition in a dog called Baines Lane. It's absolutely flying for Brendan Purcell. I don't think there'll be much between them because when they settle, I think they'll both be behind Nui's Lad, which looks the likely leader. I'm just not 100% sure certain Nui's Lad's at his best, so I've left him out of my tips. I went 1 R8 to beat 3 Baines Lane, 7 Fine Eagle, and 6 Chicka Scott's got a good record at Devonport. 1, 3, 7, and 6.
And then in the final leg, well, a couple of smart ones engaged here, and they've drawn the right boxes.
Yeah, Shane, it looks a dead set match race between 1 direct current and 2 real caution. They'll dominate the race. Numbers 4, Callaway Ernie's going very, very good at the moment. He's the knockout dog if there is any trouble in the race. And 8, Helia Fiona. She's got a poor record from box 8, but she's actually going quite good at the moment. 1, 2, 4, and 8.
That makes the quaddie in the first leg 6, 5, 2, 4. Second leg 1, 7, 8, 5. Third leg 1, 3, 7, 6. Last leg 1, 2, 4, and 8. That just leaves the best bet for Devonport.
After we get the quaddie again, Shane, we just have to go again to race 9, number 3, Mental has been. Look, I just can't see any reason why he can't spear and be in the first two early. He's very strong. He recorded 25.77 last week. I thought his win was full of merit, and I think he can win again. And Ricky Martin's having a lot of fun with this ground because he's a good, honest little chaser. Race 9, number 3, Mental has been.
Well, there's a real ring of confidence about those tips again today, Rick, and we thank you for your time and look forward to your company again next week.
Thanks, Shane.
And we hope that you can join us too next Sunday morning.
On the air and on the net, racing information when and how you need it. This is Radio TAB.